John, I had a script all written out for this. That's one of the most amazing 90 minutes or 102 minutes I've ever seen. Have you ever been in a game with three players of your own side sent off before?
No, thankfully. I haven't. And you know, we all complain about sending offs. We all think that we've been hard done by, you know, in lots of instances. And I'd be quite honest with you, I mean, I think two of them were for second yellows. I couldn't believe, the first one in particular, I couldn't believe it, because he was tackled from behind. What he's supposed to have done, I really don't know. The referee had failed to previously booked him because he responded to a tackle from behind yet again on himself. And he never gave the free kick. It was diabolical from what I could see. But I'm not being funny. That referee has been here a number of times. I've always had problems with him. He's arrogant. He's rude. He's, you know, all right. I don't understand how he just doesn't deal with people on a sensible, humane level, you know, and communicate properly. It's, you know, it's my way or the highway, and it's and that doesn't adhere you to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't respond. He's trying to talk to him. He doesn't respond back. He doesn't give you anything. Don't know what, you know, I don't get what we're getting out of life. You're not telling me he's enjoying that.
Do you think, would you agree with any of the three sendings off?
Without seeing the footage, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming the third one was. Well, obviously, there's a bit of a melee. Everybody's piling in. Whether he's done a lot, I don't know. I know there was a lot of people in there. I mean, I didn't see him throwing any punches or anything, but I was right on ground level. I'm not the biggest, so you know, I couldn't see a lot. But he was, you know, in amongst there. So I can only assume some official has seen something.
Niall Cummins was clearly furious when he was sent off.
Well, Niall Cummins again, he's gone over. He's gone over. He's greasy, right? He's been yellowed, all right. He's presumably booked him for a dive.
Yeah.
Now it's in the middle of the pitch. He's not trying to get a penalty. He's not. And Tom Denton's just dived to try and get a penalty there, and he's just gone way play on. Now it's diabolical, again, to see that, to send our man off for allegedly diving, right? It's nothing all he can do, right? Okay, he can give a free kick, he can pull him, can have a word with him. Why has he got to throw another yellow at out for something that's in the centre circle? Not a threat to anybody. It's for me, it's just nonsense. I can't say how irritated I feel, because I'll probably end up getting in trouble. And
can anything be done? Is that final now? Can you appeal?
You can't appeal two yellows.
Right.
You can appeal a straight red if you've got video footage, and it's not, presumably, not damning. I mean, we'd have to have a look at it. Unfortunately, we've got the benefit of a video. It was right close to the touchline, so we should have a reasonable view of it. We'll have to see. I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that one, but the first two reds, I think, were... Ash, to say the least, you know.
Could these have any impact on the FA Cup tie at the start of December?
Possibly, I don't know. No, I don't think the third one, Jamie Stott, is a straight red. So that's
three games.
Yeah, so we need to have a look at that and just see. So it's a possibility that might be, but I don't think the other ones will. That'll be a one game.
But notwithstanding the sendings off and a bit of unruliness from the Halifax fans, you did in fact beat Halifax Town 4-2. Splendid result for you.
Undeservedly. We were the better side. Simple as. You know, we scored some excellent goals. We competed. We passed it. We were better than them on the day. You know, and they're a good side, I know. And but so are we. And everybody thinks we're just going to think we're going to throw the towel in, and when we're near the bottom, and everybody expects us, nah, won't happen. You know, we've got a really good group of players. They focus, they're hungry. You know, we get it wrong at times, but when we get it right, were good to watch and were exciting, and we can score goals.
I suppose it also proves that you're not being distracted by the FA Cup, because you were there today and more than you really would have expected to be to begin with.
Both teams, to be fair, had a good FA Cup win in midweek, and I did say before the game that, you know, their win was on paper a tougher game. Well, not their win, their game was a tougher game on paper than ours, and they've done brilliantly to get through against
Dagenham
and Redbridge. So they will have, I've no doubt, they will have, you know. I thought they may just come here and think, well, this will be easier than Tuesday. But, you know, thankfully, if they did, great. You know, I'd like to actually prefer to think that it was just all down to us playing well.
When you got down to eight men, which was only for the last 5 or 10 minutes or so, although there were 6 minutes added on, were you able to get any instructions out onto the pitch, or is it just a case of backs to the wall?
Get behind the ball.
Yeah, 8-0-0 formation.
Let them have it at the halfway line. And, you know, against some teams, you can sort of deal with it. 8-8's really unusual. You know, in terms of your shape, you're just going like 4-3. Well, that's it. It's one, your goalkeeper, then four defenders and three midfielders, all tucked in nice and narrow. And so they've got plenty of space, but it's down to them to make good decisions, and they didn't do in particular. But when you've got a lad like Tom Denton up there and they're throwing balls in the box, you know he's going to get on the end of some of them.
Was equal to the task, though, when he did get his header in.
Yeah, exactly. He was, and brilliant save first half. Yeah, really, really good. And you've got to be brave, you've got to be prepared to push up. You can't allow him to sink and let him get to penalty spot and to, you know, between penalty spot and 6 yard box. You've got to push out and be brave, and then the keeper's got to do his job. So yeah, I mean, it was nerve jangling, to be fair. I didn't want us to lose that lead, and when we came out at half time and then conceded 2-1, you think, oh, here we go, we're going to be up against it here now. But for us, Adam scored a great goal, great strike, and then Guesty's done something similar.
Yeah,
you know, and so fair play to us, all my players. They put in a real shift today, and deservedly, I've got to say, deservedly won that game, and despite the referee, and I'm not saying that deservedly because of Halifax, but deservedly for all that effort that they put in, down to 10, then 9, then 8.
And just finally, Wimbledon in the FA Cup. I suppose you'd have preferred Bury. Will you be going down to watch them?
I've been.
You've been.
I went to watch the Wimbledon Bury replay on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'd look at them, so I know obviously a lot more about them than I did previously, which was pretty much nil. So yeah, it'll be a tough game. You know, there's no doubt, but we have a chance. You know, Halifax have proved that. Brackley have proved that. We have a chance. There is a difference in the level, but it isn't massive. And who knows, on a day, we'll have to play well, we'll have to get a bit of luck, but can we? Yeah, of course we can, and I can't wait, I'm really excited about it.
Great, thanks.